8:36 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Friday. And every Friday morning, we take some time to look back over the past week, and specifically at Tri-County Insider News. That's our local news here on Connect FM. And we drag Bronson Rasmussen into the studio here so that he can share with us. Hey, Bronson.
Send help.
How was the drag this morning?
Oh, damn. Made me come in here once again for this weekend review.
Actually, we don't drag him in. He comes in willingly. Most Fridays.
It depends. I'm always ready for the weekend by then.
For sure. We all are. But we need to look back over the past week at our local news stories that you've had for us and find out what our top three stories are for the week.
Yes. Our top story this week comes from the Dubois City Council meeting, where two local men were honored and really called heroes for their actions at the council meeting. Tony Volp and Colton Bojalat, yeah, were honored for their quick reaction times when a kayak ended up flipping into frigid water in Treasure Lake.
Yeah.
The two were able to get nearby kayaks and help this individual get to shore before emergency crews were able to arrive.
Yeah.
And they were honored during the city council meeting for their really preservation of a life.
For sure. A special moment and a big way to go, guys, out to those two fellows for doing that. And they truly are heroes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's our top story, without a doubt. What do we have as a runner up?
And this one's kind of on the exact opposite end of the spectrum. Oh. And it has to deal with a juvenile being arrested in Clearfield. Mm. This is a report that came after this juvenile, unnamed, of course, because they're under the age of 18. They were arrested after police say they brought a knife to an alternative school. And they say that the student allegedly planned to harm a student and staff member. Mm-hmm. This juvenile was taken into custody and placed into what police say is just facility. Mm-hmm. And they also say there's currently no threat to any students or staff.
Yeah, you're right. That's definitely an opposite end of the spectrum from our top story of the week. All right. So what is in there at number three?
Number three is a discussion that's been happening since the end of last year. And it's the latest with the Regional Police Department, Clearfield Regional Police Department. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Township, they have began the steps to dissolve the Clearfield Regional Police Department. They are not the ones against it. That's been Clearfield Borough vote with the initial vote to dissolve. And then there's a whole cycle of a judge ordering that they need at least a year in advance for this. But to get that done by the end of 2026, they really needed to start now. Mm. So Lawrence Township, I guess the right word would be begrudgingly, started that process. However, they are leaving room for negotiations with Clearfield Borough as they still want this really essential service through the Regional Police Department.
And that is definitely an ongoing story, very controversial. And just do a little plug here for the upcoming contact program. Yes. Next week, next Thursday, there will be a discussion from a group of individuals who are looking to preserve that Lawrence Township and Clearfield combination, which had been known as the Clearfield Regional Police. And
yes.
Listen for that on Thursday morning as well. Okay, Bronson, thank you for our top stories. Now we're going to take a look specifically at the stories that our listeners interacted with the most, either through our website or through social media. Mm-hmm. So what tops that list?
Just like last week, it's going to probably happen with this week's as well, our weekly Tri-County gas price update.
Yeah.
It's been climbing. And like I said last week, even those numbers were off just over the morning from when it was posted when we were on air. Mm-hmm. And looking from that time, it was about 10 cents average for the three counties going up. Mm-hmm. Looking at it this week, we're going into 30 cents average to 40 going up. So, of course, that always gets people commenting when the gas prices start to go up again.
Exactly. And it that might become the most interacted with story next week for a different reason, as they seem to be now maybe starting to take a little decline. So
we'll knock on wood.
We'll see what happens in the upcoming week. All right. What else did people take interest in?
This one, I'm happy to see that people were interested in it. It's a proclamation that was done in Clearfield County, and it was for the month of May, proclaimed as Foster Care Awareness Month. Of course, the commissioners, that Clearfield County commissioners, they say that hundreds of children are currently in foster care just in our area alone. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even count for the thousands across Pennsylvania. And while they aren't telling you exactly to go and adopt, they say any support that you can show really helps these kids succeed.
Right.
And with that, they also proclaimed May as Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, just reminding everyone as the weather gets nicer, everyone's going to start going out on their bikes, motorcycles, and really just to keep an eye out.
So a couple of very good proclamations by the Clearfield County Board of Commissioners as we get moving here into the month of May.
Yes.
And we have one more story that grabbed folks' interest.
Sure. We have last Friday, our story came out from last Thursday's mock crash in Brockway. We talked about it a little bit last week.
Sure.
But this is really a time where students, right before prom, they see a mock crash. We have two cars put together and put kids in makeup in there. One of them gets arrested for DUI. One of them ends up dying. Mm-hmm. And two of them just go off in ambulances in critical conditions.
Yeah.
And it's really eye-opening for the students. And we do have video of that on Tri-County TV. I'll plug that in.
There you go.
Where you can hear from the senior that got arrested in that mock crash, Phoebe, where she really talked about how crazy it is to see that with her own eyes and think, wow, somebody could be in this position.
Yeah, definitely making an impact.
And I will say there were no real events that came out of Brockway over the weekend from their prom. So hopefully it stuck with kids.
Yeah, that's very good. Always great to hear. Hearing nothing. Hearing no news reports following a prom. That's excellent. And I think what the next mock crash is coming up this next week. So
it'll be the 15th in Dubois.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that next week.
We will be
on the Tri-County Insider Week in Review. All right. The moment we've all been waiting for. Ooh. I know people are just, you know, they're sitting on the edge of their seats because they want to hear Bronson's choice. Bronson gets to pick his favorite or top story of the week for whatever reason that he picks it. What do you have?
Well, it's nothing food related, so don't worry.
All right.
This one has to deal with Brookville. There was a town hall meeting this past week.
Yeah.
And one of the topics that really came out of it, besides just updates from the manager and council on all their projects, which we'll have a story on that coming out next week. It's going to be, they have quite a few projects planned in Brookville. Mm-hmm. But this one was a lot of people that actually showed up, and their real point was on a vehicle crash that happened the prior week, last week, that ran into a telephone pole and sent a power surge through a good portion of Brookville. And this left many without power, but even worse, it blew out a lot of people's electronics.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of surge protectors you had or anything like that.
Crazy.
People that were at that meeting reported losing like their refrigerators, their stoves, and a majority of the electronics in their household. So they just went to that to see what can really be done to prevent something like this happening again. They mentioned other similar incidents in the past when either Penelec was working on the poles or even back, I think they said it might have been in the 60s when somebody else crashed into that pole.
The 60s?
I know. It was a little bit ago.
Somebody speaking here was born in the 60s. So.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't you, was it?
That might have been.
No, that is some really a set of kind of freakish circumstances. And very unfortunate for those people that suffered loss like that.
And really the answer was, there's not much that Brookville could do on their own.
Yeah.
They could try to put up a guardrail or something, but if you got a car going around that corner where that pole was, it's not really going to stop it much. Their best guess is to try to talk to Penelec to see if they can divert power in a different way, or if they could even move that utility pole even further off of the roadway.
Okay. Well, that is Bronson's choice for this week. Thank you for that. And Bronson, I hope you have a good weekend. And next Friday, we'll get together and do the week in review once again.
Sounds like a plan.